Ever since September 11th, 2001, the New York City Police Department has aggressively gathered intelligence to prevent another terror attack. Now those tactics are provoking controversy in New Jersey. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, local officials were upset to learn the NYPD is monitoring Muslims well beyond the city limits.
Activists in New Jersey are outraged by what they see as an overly broad investigation into the lives of law-abiding Muslims. Mohammed El-Falali is with the Islamic Center of Passaic County. He spoke today at a press conference in Newark.
It's unconstitutional, un-American. If there is a lead, by all means, I totally agree that there should be an investigation. There should be a safety of our country comes first, but not at the jeopardy of our civil liberties.
Falali is reacting to a confidential 60-page NYPD report from 2007 that was published this week by the Associated Press. It contains detailed information on dozens of mosques and Muslim-owned businesses in Newark, which is just a few miles west of Manhattan. But on his weekly radio show today, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the NYPD needs to collect this kind of intelligence in order to keep the city safe.
Everything the New York City Police Department has done is legal. It is appropriate. It is constitutional. They are permitted to travel beyond the borders of New York City to investigate cases. We don't target individuals based on race or religion.
Politicians across the river in New Jersey don't seem so sure. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez called for a federal investigation. Even Governor Chris Christie, who prosecuted terror cases as a U.S. attorney, expressed concerns about the NYPD's tactics at a town hall meeting this week.
The NYPD has at times developed a reputation of, asking forgiveness rather than permission.
Christie says the state attorney general is looking into whether the NYPD went beyond its jurisdiction in this case. But the NYPD says it did get permission from the director of Newark's police department. Spokesman Paul Brown insists the NYPD is complying with the law, including special federal guidelines for the department that have been in place since the 1960s.
Not only do we meeting existing constitutional requirements that exist everywhere in the country, but on top of that, additional requirements under an agreement here in New York.
For all the back and forth this week, it's no secret that the NYPD has operated in New Jersey before. In 2010, an undercover agent in Jersey City helped arrest two would-be jihadists. And in New York City, where aggressive monitoring by the NYPD has been a fact of life for a decade, the revelations about New Jersey were mostly greeted with a shrug. At the Islamic Cultural Center of New York, Imam Omar Abu Namous says he trusts the NYPD.
This is their business, I don't feel uncomfortable, about their surveilling mosques and other Muslim places, because the city is our city also. We are very keen, that this country be safe and the city be safe.
But the department's tactics do bother Jawad Rasool. He's a member of the Muslim Student Association at City College of New York. According to another NYPD document published this week by the AP, his student association was one of many across the Northeast that were infiltrated by undercover cops. An NYPD officer even accompanied Rasool's group on a whitewater rafting trip. Rasool thinks that is counterproductive.
There are people who may be extremists. There is a large number of people who are not extremists at all, and these kind of tactics can make them an extremist.
That's one risk the NYPD and Mayor Bloomberg have shown they're willing to take. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.